practice?
Basically, what we do in practice, we like try basing ourselves off of like level and just accuracy of the game, and just new people can go against new people so they can get better at that.
Okay. But
then also, if they're like getting better at the game, they can be compared against like the seniors and just people that are more like adapted to the game. It's just that.
Now, basketball players, football, volleyball, they get letters. DJ, you going to get a letter out of this deal here or what?
Not really.
They don't do that?
Certain. No.
Okay. Well, I know the district administrator pretty well. He comes and visits me. I'm going to have to put in. So you guys deserve the same kind of recognition as the other extracurricular groups do as well, I would sure think.
Yeah.
That'd be right? Fair, though.
We would appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a competition. It's just, it's a different kind of, you're competing with your, there's got to be a lot of dexterity involved here. You got to be a fast thinker.
Yep.
There's some critical skills that you can learn and transfer later on in life when you guys are older and trying to earn a living. Sam, number one, back to you. As far as, you've got the ants in your pants here for this tournament this weekend. What's the state tournament going to look like for folks that just have no idea what something like this is?
So we have, I think, about 60 people in this tournament, and it's a bracket.
Just you guys, your team, or overall?
No,
the whole state.
Overall.
So
we only have
60 of the best high school video game players going to be represented there in that one place.
Yep, in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so three of us are going, and including myself. And it's a double elimination bracket format, and we've got people in all sorts of ranges of skill. We've got people who have gone to like national levels of tournaments, and we've got people like, for example, myself, where I haven't even competed in a national, or like I haven't even competed in a tournament other than this one.
Okay.
So but yeah, I'm really looking forward to see the difference in skill levels, what people try and pull, because there's no one person who plays the exact same as others.
Okay.
So, and seeing as there's so many characters to play in Smash, it's I'm so excited to see everybody's play.
It's going to be like an all day thing there, I would assume,
yeah,
too, right?
Yep.
And where is this tournament happening?
It's happening at Lakeland, in Plymouth.
Plymouth, Wisconsin,
yep.
Lakeland High School in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Okay, and Sam Nelson, going to ask you, what are you looking forward to most at the tournament?
Well, just seeing how well my friends can play and just gauge the competition.
Are you playing in the state tournament?
I was one win away, and I gave it to like one of the younger people, so I'm not really that heart-crushed about it. So.
But you're still going to go for support?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, DJ? Are you competing at state?
I will not be competing, no, but
okay.
I'm going to try my best to get there.
Okay. Going forward now, a lot of football players in high school, they hope to go to college and play football. Yeah. Basketball, it's same thing. So let's talk about esports. How can you, Sam, number one, how can you do this beyond high school? Can you still compete? Are there still avenues for competition for you?
Yep. Okay. So I plan on going to UW-Stout, and they actually have a Division I esports team there. And I heard about it, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool to think about, that they have college-level esports that
wow.
I could join.
And that's surprising. My wife's youngest son goes to Stout, and he was a big Fortnite player, and he's never mentioned a word about this, so this is new information to me.
Yeah, I think their esports team is relatively new as well.
Okay,
so
maybe you don't know either. Sam, too, now, I'm sorry, I should say Sam right, Nelson, I'm fine. Sorry. What about you beyond high school? Where do you see this taking you?
Well, I'm thinking about going to NTC and WASA, and like
okay.
I've also looked into their esports program, and they look pretty nice and just overwhelming and developing, just getting better as well. Just working with computers is just, it also helps with that and just with brain work.
And okay, and DJ, how about you? Your future endeavor plans?
Kind of like what you said, or kind of like what Sam Nelson said here, I'm also planning on going to NTC in WASA. Their esports team is really nice. We went there with Miss Norman, our old esports coach, I believe it was either last year or the year before that.
I think it was last year.
Big shout outs to her, by the way. She's, without her, you know, we wouldn't be able to
exist.
Have an esports team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a chance to talk to the grown-ups here now, okay? Because a lot of kids go through this. A lot of parents can relate to talking to their kids about screen time. Everything's got to be done in a healthy way. You can't just spend all day in front of that screen. So, Sam Kurth, you first. What advice would you give to parents who have kids that are standing or sitting down with a controller in their hand and a screen in their face? How would you advise those parents to maybe deal with those kids? Because you've been through it, and now you've taken it to the next level. What advice would you have for parents?
I would say if you are concerned about your kid playing too much video games, instead of telling them to pause the game or kick them right off, because sometimes they can't always do that, you should politely ask them if they can talk to you right after this match or right after whatever they're doing.
Okay.
Because there isn't always that opportunity to just leave, and it is something that you work hard for. There's not a situation or circumstance where there's a video game where you don't work hard for.
Really? Okay. Yep. That's news. Sam Nelson, what would you say? How about setting up a time and a lot amount of time ahead of time? Would that work?
Yeah. That's what my family does. We just set a time limit in the night or just a time limit we don't really normally use, and this to this time, it works good for our family and stuff. So then we can have time after to hang out and stuff like that. So it's you don't really take out a family time that much.
Got it.
So it's you just have a time for quiet for the whole family.
Sounds like a good idea. So, and DJ, what would you add to this?
I would pretty much add to more of the communication thing, kind of what Sam said, with sitting down and talking with them, but not only after the match or before, if you let them go back to the game, of course, just sit down, talk with them, ask them maybe try to get involved with the game a little bit, look at the competitive scene, look at how they're doing in the competitive scene, maybe get them into the competitive scene if they're younger than 13 or something, and just sit down, talk with them, can you make a living off of this, or can you start making a little bit of money off of this, maybe we'll give you a little bit extra time
to practice.
It doesn't even matter if it's even a competitive game. It could be something as simple as playing Minecraft. Mm-hmm. It's still something you work hard for, though. So it's setting the worst thing a parent can do to their kid is pretty much just kind of nag at them and yell at them for it. If you approach in a passive way, you're more likely to have your kid pay attention to you. And especially in a video game aspect, there's so much going on that you just don't see, because all you see is your kid staring at a screen and pressing some buttons.
Got it.
But to the kid, it's I've got to do this and this and this, and I've got to make this and this and that, and it's a lot more complicated than what a lot of adults today realize.
And Sam, what do we want to
add? This is how I picture it. It's when a kid's playing basketball, right? And they're playing a practice match and stuff like that with their team and trying to get better. It's what'd you take your go to your kid's practice and take them out of the point.
Good point. That is awesome.
Yeah, ruining their experience and just their learning experience and trying to get better at that.
Yeah. And I don't know why there's that distinction in parents' minds, probably because we didn't grow up with it. We don't relate to it as much as you guys all do. And so, we know that the basketball, the timer goes off, that's the end of the game. You don't pull somebody out. That's a great point.
Yeah.
That is a really good point.
And it also, I don't think adults now realize, or they, it, we
they do.
Electronics have a lot of bad rep because they're it's proven to give you headaches and this blue light
you're rotting
stuff
your brain
good. But I mean, there's stuff that video games can provide that nothing else can, a creativity aspect, games like Minecraft, sandbox games where you can pretty much do whatever you want. Games like Minecraft are games that actually help strengthen creativity and enforce thinking for yourself.
But those old people that don't know that, we need to be told it. And hearing it from you guys, I think it's the best medicine for all of us older people, that we just got to get involved with the kids. If you don't understand the basketball game and you got a kid playing basketball, you say, how come they got to stand behind that line and shoot and they get more points? You ask the question. Mm-hmm. It should be the same thing with video games, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you guys are wise beyond your years, I'll tell you that. This was really good stuff this morning. I was really worried about this conversation because I know nothing about it. You guys, great competition coming up, state tournament, and we want to know how you guys do, what happens at state. Please let us know, and we'll get that on the news, and we'll make sure that we talk about that. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. This is really cool. Do you feel that there's a lot of good community support for the esports team like there are the other teams, or can we do a little bit better there?
I feel like we could get a little more support from the school.
Okay.
But
it's gotten better, though.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better recently.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, we still are needing funding pretty badly.
Okay.
So,
so if any parents want to get involved with that, they can call my friend Wendell Quisenberry, and we can get things moving.
Yeah, that's right.
Good deal. Guys, I got another conversation to have. Good luck to you guys this week. Nice to meet you all. And please let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, okay. We'll do. All right.